Summer Breeze 2025 hier in der EMP Backstage Club Area und bei uns sind The Halo Effect. Hey guys, great to have you here.
Thank you.
You just released a Danzig cover, How the Gods Kill. Yes. How did that come about?
We talked about doing covers just as something to ease the wait for the next album, and we started talking about songs that were kind of influential to us and was important to us, and we figured like, yeah, let's come up with like one song each kind of that we wanted to do. So that's the first of a few covers that is actually coming soon. Something kind of obscure. How the Gods Kill, of course, people know. There's one other one that is very, yeah, every metalhead knows. But there's also some songs from Swedish bands that we love and that we grew up with that are probably not something that people have heard before. So but it was really fun to do like Halo Effect versions of really classic Swedish songs. So yeah, hope you guys dig it. The next one comes out on 20th of August, I think. So it's just 2 weeks away.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, yeah. And that's why one of the biggest Swedish bands since ABBA. That's as much as I can say.
Is Danzig an influence for you as a singer as well?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Like, I sang along with all the first five albums, like, since they came out, like, definitely. So that was a big part of why we chose that one, because it's just, yeah, one of my favorite singers, and just, it was like when Niklas said, like, yeah, maybe we should do How the Gods Kill, and I was like, I know that song by heart, like, I know every single word, every single syllable, so that was easy. Mm-hmm. The other ones were a bit more difficult, but you will find out later.
Have you ever met Danzig in person? Because he's quite a character.
No, I have not.
I have, but I heard the rumor, but he was super nice. Super nice guy, actually.
Yeah.
I guess he got like 100 cats at home and doing WhatsApp video calls to talk to the cats.
I haven't heard that. But now I'm going to check that out.
That sounds crazy, but okay. No, I've never met him.
That's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
And you just released a song, Not Yet Broken.
Yeah.
But it's only a Japanese bonus track, right?
Yeah.
Why? It's a great song. It should be on every record.
Well, that's the hard part, you know, when you make an album and then you somehow have to kind of program the album so that it's, you know, very strong from beginning to end, and some song just doesn't really fit, you know, in the way that you imagine the record. So that's why some of these songs kind of end up as a Japanese bonus track, or, you know, bonus track for later. And so that was the reason. But it's a great track and we love it. But it's, just got left out for whatever reason.
And half a year ago, you released the record March of the Unheard, which got great reviews everywhere. So with a little bit of distance, you're still in love with the record, aren't you?
Can't stand it. No, no, but it's really cool. And I mean, yeah, we started touring immediately after the album came out, and now we're doing like festivals playing these new songs, and it feels amazing, and it's really cool to see how the new songs are being received and how they, you know, respond to it, and it's great to play some new songs every night, and it's been amazing so far.
Yeah, I saw your show in Cologne, which was amazing, and the crowd was going nuts, and it was sold out like almost every show on this tour. Wow, are you proud of that? I mean, first headlining tour sold out almost everywhere.
Of course, it's really incredible. Like, it's amazing to see like how passionate people are about this. And, you know, this started as a passion project between friends, and we didn't really know what was going to become of it. And so seeing that kind of reaction is pretty damn special. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Peter and Daniel, didn't you quit In Flames to have less touring? Because now I see more touring coming up.
How's that working out?
Isn't it a kind of contradiction?
You want to take it?
Yeah, I did. But at the time, I was in a different situation. My kids were younger than they are now. I mean, this is almost 10 years ago now that I quit. And I mean, the Halo Effect doesn't really tour that much. We do like one big European tour per year, a few festivals and some weekends. I mean, that's perfect for me. That's enough. I mean, and Michael has a few other bands that takes up the rest of the time. So
really,
yeah, it fits my life perfectly as it is right now.
Yeah, yeah, but next big tour is coming up. I mean, after touring with Amon Amarth and everything, now you're going on tour with Heaven Shall Burn early next year. Yeah. How did that come about? Great package.
It's going to be awesome. Like, nobody just suggested like half a year ago or something like that we started talking about it, and it just felt right, and I think it's going to work perfectly, like in our, you know, schedule exactly. So it's going to be super cool and a great band, and there's going to be some huge shows. It's really, really exciting.
Jesper is a part of the band as well and live. That's Patrick. But when you write with Jesper, how is that going on? I mean, do you just jam together?
I mean, maybe I start up a song, a skeleton of song, and then he joins in, and then he hear like, maybe I should try a melody, and then try a harmony on top of that. So it's kind of, I wouldn't say effortless, but it comes quite easy. We just go with the flow and don't tend to overthink stuff. Just go with it. That's how it's working with Jesper. He's like...
And how is he doing in general?
I think he's doing good now. Yeah, taking care of himself back home. Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
And Patrick, how about you? I mean, do you like to write songs yourself, or is it just cool for you to be the live guy?
I'm fine with being the live guy. I'm very happy to have been asked to play with these guys. We've known each other forever. So, and it's just like being out with your friends when we're out playing. So it's very easy and a lot of fun.
Plus, you have your other outlet, like Michael as Dr. Tranquility, you have The Haunted.
Yes.
So, you just mentioned that you had to record the cover versions to bridge the gap to the next record.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like the next record already in progress. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes.
How far is it in progress?
Yes. Yeah. We're getting there.
Yeah. So can we expect it in 2026?
Definitely.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we're looking forward to the next record.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to the shows with Heaven Shall Burn. And of course, we're looking forward to see you tonight on the main stage at 7:10,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
Thanks for being here. The Halo Effect.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.